The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie Isle of Dogs by James Berardinelli, who writes for realviews.net. He gives it 2.5 out of a possible 4 stars. The runtime is 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for adult themes and profanity. This is an animated movie directed by Wes Anderson, starring the voices of Bryan Cranston, Liev Schreiber, Scarlett Johansson, Greta Gerwig, Kunichi Nomura, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Murray, Bob Balaban, Edward Norton, Koyu Rankin, and Frances McDormand. With a running length of 30 or 40 minutes, Isle of Dogs might have been brilliant. Unfortunately, this concept, although suitable for a short, is too thin for a full animated feature. Wes Anderson's sly humor, like the film, wears out its welcome long before the end credits arrive. With a minimalist narrative, Isle of Dogs has to get on by the strength of its visuals, the effectiveness of the voice casting, and the ticklishness of the comedy. While the movie can boast the first of those three qualities, it stumbles on the other two. The cast is too stuffed with familiar names and voices that at times becomes like a game of Guess Who's Talking Now, and Anderson's screenplay, while replete with chuckle-worthy moments, loses a lot of steam during the second half. As with Anderson's previous animated effort, 2009's Fantastic Mr. Fox, this is geared more toward older kids and adults than grade schoolers. As such, it's not really a family film. Isle of Dogs' stop-motion animation is every bit as enchanting as Fantastic Mr. Fox's. For the most part, actions are smooth and animation is the perfect medium for a story about anthropomorphized dogs. However, while Fantastic Mr. Fox had the benefit of being based on a novel by Roald Dahl, Isle of Dogs is based on a story by the buddy trio of Wes Anderson, Roman Coppola, and Jason Schwartzman, with Kunichi Nomura as an added collaborator. The difference in the quality of material is evident. Is the movie allegorical? Almost certainly, since Anderson isn't known to be shy about his political views. The story about an authoritarian official deporting a population of undesirables to a concentration camp-like setting, eliminating his rivals through nefarious means, and using fear to stroke the fires of popularity for his agenda, isn't subtle about its real-world inspiration. Even though the setting is in a near-future dystopian Japan, Anderson is using the age-old approach of employing science fiction fantasy elements to comment on current-day issues. In Megasaki City, a dog flu virus has become a major problem. With a large portion of the canine population sick, something has to be done. Although scientist Professor Watanabe is close to a cure, the mayor, Kobayashi, played by Kunichi Nomura, determines that the best solution is to banish all dogs to Trash Island, starting with Spots, voiced by Liev Schreiber, the pet of his ward Atari, played by Koyu Rankin. The scene shifts forward into the future. Many of the once pets of Megasaki City now roam the wasteland of Trash Island, where food is scarce and survival of the fittest is the way of life. 5 alpha dogs, Chief, voiced by Bryan Cranston, Rex, voiced by Edward Norton, King, voiced by Bob Balaban, Boss, voiced by Bill Murray, and Duke, voiced by Jeff Goldblum, have banded together to forge ahead. That's when a small aircraft, piloted by 12-year-old Atari, crash lands. He has come in search of Spots, and the dogs agree to help him in his quest. Chief, who is initially wary of contact with humans, eventually forms a bond with the boy. Meanwhile, in Megasaki City, Kobayashi has Atari declared dead and prepares to euthanize all the dogs on Trash Island to fulfill a campaign promise. Isle of Dogs isn't without moments of cleverness, both visually and in the dialogue. The film's central relationships, however, in particular the boy-dog friendship that develops between Atari and the stray Chief, lack the emotional strength to elevate them to a level where we really care. Without that emotional connection, most of Isle of Dogs feels like an exercise in technique. Viewers can appreciate the quality of the animation, guess how many famous voices they can identify, and laugh at the jokes. But those things represent a purely intellectual appeal, which makes it feel as though something is missing. Isle of Dogs isn't as freewheeling as some of Anderson's more oddball live-action films, like, for example, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, or Darjeeling Limited, but rather it is grounded and it is as grounded and well-developed as Moonrise Kingdom or the Grand Budapest Hotel. The nature of comedy is the same, but Isle of Dogs is in need of a stronger storyteller. And yes, there are times when the cleverness starts to feel smug. I would have liked Isle of Dogs more if there had been less of it. And once again, Isle of Dogs is directed by Wes Anderson, starring Bryan Cranston, Liev Schreiber, Scarlett Johansson, Greta Gerwig, Kunichi Nomura, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Murray, Bob Balaban, Edward Norton, Koyu Rankin, and Frances McDormand. The screenplay is by Wes Anderson, based on a story by Wes Anderson, Roman Coppola, Jason Schwartzman, and Kunichi Nomura. The runtime is 1 hour and 40 minutes. The rating is PG-13 for adult themes and profanity. And this is of the animated genre. It's in English with Japanese subtitles.